Joe, why have you put your headphones on? Because you're going to end up weeping, aren't you? You always end up crying.
Well, I'm just going to keep them
one
both.
Ear is sore.
Well, I'm not going to have one on, one off this time.
Right.
I'm going to go with the double. Both ears completely encased. Hopefully that'll be a little bit more comfortable.
Certainly looks better.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Does it look good?
Yeah.
I can imagine it looks good.
Because looking at you with those on makes me imagine that your ears fill the entire round they cavity do, yeah. of those over-the-ear headphones.
Well, they do.
So if I take them off, your ears would be two like hot avocado-shaped lumps on the side of your head, which I believe they are.
One day they will be. Because men's ears and noses don't stop growing, do they?
So if you kept them on, eventually, if you lived long enough, they would be the shape of the inside of headphones.
No, yes. They'd probably just push the headphones off, wouldn't they, as they grew.
They'd grow to fill the available space.
I wonder if you could, because your ears don't stop growing, if you could wear some sort of encasing mechanism.
Imagine so,
on your ears, like just when you slept at night, perhaps, just to stop them from getting bigger. Because some old guys you see have got huge ears, absolutely ginormous.
So take a mould of your ears now.
Not a mould.
Yeah, take a mould of your ears today.
Mm.
And then as you get older, sleep with that mould on your ears every night.
Yeah.
And then they'll stay the same size.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it'll be terribly, terribly painful.
Well, no, it wouldn't, I don't think, because it would grow so slowly that it would hit the sides and it would just think, no point growing anymore. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Stay as I am.
Why do they just keep
and
growing?
And one on your nose as well.
Same with your nose, isn't it? Yeah. Mm.
But, you know, as you get, probably it would be better if it did it the other way, actually.
What do you mean? Everything shrinks?
Yeah, as you get older.
Your ears, your nose.
Starts off huge, and then as you get older, probably not going to use it
But when you say
much.
Starts off, like, so babies have gigantic ears and noses. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah.
Why can't they just stay the same all the time? Why does it have to go from one to the other?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
So you haven't thought this through. This is the main reason why you're not involved in scientific medical research.
But that's not research anyway. That's just natural... You know, nature stuff, isn't it? That just, no scientists injected you with anything that makes your ears and nose keep growing.
Welcome to Natural Nature Stuff with your host, Joseph Gallagher.
PhD.
Joe, what's on the agenda today? Well, thanks for asking, Ben. Actually, I've been looking at the way noses grow and ears grow as you get older. And I've got this theory that we could just reverse it and have them start off massive. Okay, thanks, Joe. Welcome to
The Absolute Peach. Don't look longingly into my eyes. It's
that
weird.
It's not a longing look. You need to separate the looks I give you. You need to be able to tell when I'm looking at you longingly. You'll know when I'm looking at you longingly.
It all looks the same.
But when my eyes are crossed, that should tell you something.
Don't understand.
I think what I just said might have been completely meaningless.
Of course it was. What do you mean just that? The whole time is meaningless.
Well, my brain gave up on me halfway through a sentence and I just said what was on my mind. I was on the spot. You put me on the spot. You threw me off. I was all prepped and then you said something about longing looking. And I was like, I don't know what even to do with that. A little too close to the truth, I think. And it put me off kilter.
I should have known it'd be my fault.
Well, yeah. Right. Get on with it.
All right. I'm a bit out of sorts, to be honest, because I've bought this. You know, I normally have a little cold coffee.
Yeah, he's always lugging cold coffee. Comes in here with thick-rimmed black glasses, a flat cap, a tweed jacket.
Certainly not.
A little goatee beard, meticulously shaved.
Soul patch.
An iPad, an Apple Watch, right. An iPhone, mm-hmm. Google glasses. Google Glass.
So how have I got... You said I had thick rim glasses and I've got Google Glass.
It comes in with a moleskin notebook. And he says, look, mate, I can give you 55 minutes and I'm out of here. Apple Keynote starting. And I am not going to miss that one.
Are you describing my life or yours?
I'm describing your life.
What you want to be.
What you said to me when you came in today.
That is the opposite of me.
You said, I drink nothing but Jimmy's iced coffee.
No, I didn't. That's my normal one that I go
for. If I even see another iced coffee, sorry, iced frappuccino, to use a correct term.
Frappe.
I will not frequent this establishment again. That's what you said.
And what establishment are you talking about?
This establishment.
This, your house.
My house.
Right.
Yes.
AKA Peach Studios. AKA Peach Headquarters.
If you want. So what are you drinking today then?
Well, I normally
some substandard.
Yeah, that's the problem. I normally go for a Jimmy's because that's nice, not too sweet.
Things are so fancy. I had one today. Like, it's not hard to come by.
Yeah, I know it's not.
Well, why are you going, Jimmy's is the best, like, you can't have it?
What? Well, yeah. Okay.
Why are you saying, why?
But I got this one because they didn't have Jimmy's, so I just thought, well, they're probably all the same. So I went for this. It's some other, like...
Not the same, though, are they?
Cheap thing. Emmy or some Jeez. Emmy, it's called.
Now he's looking down on people that can't afford premium
cafe latte. But I think it was about the same price.
Who exactly?
It's meant to be premium.
Do you think you are?
But it just tastes like sugar water.
I mean, to be honest, Joe. In this state of the world, you're swanning around drinking iced coffee. I mean, who exactly do you think you are? He's just slurping it down. He's not even making it last.
I am a sipping.
You're
that
basically saying, see this, yeah? See this iced coffee? I can pretty much afford to buy one of these like whenever I want. If I wanted to, I could have another one in medium. That's what you're saying.
I'll buy a six pack.
Well, you're saying
not
that
even
with,
blink.
You're saying that with your eyes.
Mm.
As you were drinking it, your eyes flicked to me.
Yeah.
And you gave the smallest little nod.
Mm.
And I interpreted.
Nodded with my eyes.
All I did is what anyone would do and extrapolated that out.
Yeah.
To mean, see this, you can't have this.
No, but I could.
I could.
I could throw. I could pull this down the drain.
Frequently.
And I'll have another one in my hand before you can even blink.
I imagine you do. Imagine you just buy two, pour it, like throw it, open it, pour it down the shirt of the cashier at Tesco, when walk out drinking the other one.
Yeah.
And then say, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Toots. Yeah. Especially if it's a man. Say that as well.
Yeah, the
extra
ultimate put down.
In the chops.
But it's like,
and he's like, yeah,
it's not even fancy, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you
it's
keep
like
150 thinking,
a thing
you're acting like it is
220 or something.
There's
not
guy.
Even any
flashing the cash.
Bunch. Give him a fiver, keep the change. No, actually, don't.
Yeah,
hand it over. But I went in the shop today, and I need some advice on this because I need to know what's the etiquette for this situation. Okay, right. You go in.
You're asking me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you always have lots of.
Awkward.
Bad experiences, just in general life. But a lot of them come from establishments where you're being served, where you're the customer and you expect a good service, you get the opposite. That seems to happen to you everywhere you go.
All right.
So this happened to me today. Went in, had my moleskin, whatever you were saying.
Yeah.
You know, flat cap.
Yeah.
Goatee.
Yeah.
Thick rim glasses.
Yeah.
Google Glass.
Yeah.
Apple Watch, iPad under the arm,
what else?
Bow tie,
what else?
Tweed jacket,
what else?
Skinny jeans,
what else?
No socks, deck shoes, vintage bike parked up outside with a basket on the front and a little bell.
Perfect.
So I went in and wanted to get my iced frappe, obviously.
Yeah.
Complete the ensemble.
Sorry, what?
Hmm?
What did you call it?
Iced frappe.
Frappe?
Yeah, that's what it says. Oh, no, it says latte. But frappe is like, that's what they say.
What's the difference between a frappe and a frappuccino?
No, that's just short for a frappuccino, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, I think
it's got an accent on it.
Yeah. Cafe frappe.
Are you just calling it a frappe? Is that your way of like shortening frappuccino?
Yeah, but that is.
Do you say it like a frappe latte?
No, frappe.
Frapping. Is that what you're
probably don't
trying to
that.
Say? I mean.
Oh, that's McDonald's frappe.
Is frappe and frappuccino the same thing? Yahoo Answers. Mm. By the way, just as an aside, who are these people answering questions on Yahoo
Answers? It's unbelievable, isn't it? Like, we've run out of things to do. Seriously, the internet's finished. It's full. Leave it alone.
Here, where I live, a frappe is basically a smoothie, where a frappuccino is frothy coffee. There's tons of answers.
Yeah. People have got nothing to do anymore. A, who's asking that question? And B, who's answering?
Frappe is what they call a milkshake in some countries in Europe and in some eastern US states. It is pronounced frap. Well, there you go. There's no pay on the
end. Hey, up, mate. Can I have a frap?
Can I have some flap and some scraps for cats?
Scraps and fraps, please.
Scraps and fraps. That is going to be the name of this episode.
Writes itself, doesn't it? Writes
that
itself.
That has saved me literally seconds in my evening.
Well, there you go. I'm always happy to help.
Any milkshake can rightly be called a frap.
Why, though? It doesn't say why.
Frappuccino is a trademarked name for a type of milkshake made with espresso as a flavouring agent. You could have just said made with espresso.
As a flavouring agent.
Generally, there is no real ice cream in a frappuccino or other copycat drinks.
Welcome to Frap Watch.
Welcome to Ally Swatch.
What? That means nothing to anyone who's listening.
That's the person who's...
You're such a moron sometimes.
Thank you. So anyway, carry on with
it. Just this. Says what he sees carry on screen. On. You have a go at me for being a moron.
Doesn't matter. No one would have even noticed it. They would have just gone, oh, that what Ben just said made no sense. That seems perfectly normal.
Welcome to Ally Swatch. It's completely meaningless.
Well, we've got 15 seconds of content
on so
out of
many
it.
Levels.
Because you're that's not even how it's pronounced either. It'd be Alice. It was like A-L-Y-C-E.
What an idiot.
But you love it though.
It's so stupid.
He's weeping with joy.
Anyway.
Sheer joy.
Anyway. It's this, I think it's got chemicals.
Right, so
this
frap. So you're buying your frap.
It's not even a frap. It's a cafe latte.
If you went into...
It's a lat.
If you went
a calf lat.
In to Starbucks and said, can I have a frap, please?
They'd say, get out. Get out of my shop.
The man behind the counter with the thick black-rimmed glasses, cap,
who, because he makes coffee, thinks he's some sort of prestigious artisan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, me. I'm a barista.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you serve coffee. Well done.
Yeah, I'll have a. Could I have one of those iced coffees, please? Think you mean a frap?
Think you mean a frap, don't you?
Pay. Sure. What's a frappe?
Do you want venti? Tall? Grande?
Large, please.
Just normal.
We don't do large.
Just normal. Just normal, please. Yeah,
so
venti,
so large,
grande.
Just a medium, then. Medium? We don't sell medium.
This guy wants a medium.
He's a medium. Hold on a second. Just tweeting this. Hashtag... This guy thinks we do mediums. All right, well, what's the normal one then? We do grande, venti, and tall.
Yeah, what's what? Which is which?
Tall, that sounds like a big one. Mm. I don't want that.
He thinks tall's a big one.
He thinks tall means big for some reason.
There's a lot of spit all over my country for some reason. Hold the spit. Captain Barista.
Okay, fine. I'll just... Whatever's the least amount of volume of liquid. Okay, you mean at all then?
I'll just have the cheapest, please.
Okay, great, yeah.
Sure, that's £7.65. Yeah.
What's your name? Sorry, what?
Sorry, what shoe size do you
have? What's your specific name?
What's your birth size?
Why?
No, I just want a coffee.
I'm just going to write
just want a normal
your name on this cup.
Black coffee, please.
I know it's mine. I'm the only one in the shop. I'm the only one in this shop. It's the dead of night. It's just me and you in this entire shop.
Yeah, but come on, mate. What's your name? Like, yeah. Come on. I'm going to tell you why I need it. Yeah. You'll find out soon enough. And you'll love it. Believe me. You're going to be cracking up. What's your name? I don't really want you to tell you. I just want the coffee.
Yeah.
Like, just please stop messing around. Make it. Hand it to me. I'll stand right here. I'm not going to be anywhere else. So you won't need to, get my attention anyhow. Just give it to me and I'll walk out. Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. But what's your name? I'm leaving. See you later.
Good. And scene.
Anyway, I was in the shop.
Yep.
Getting my frap or whatever it is. Mm. And
getting your frap on.
Walked up to the counter.
Right. Swanned up.
Strutted up to the counter. and the guy was like, all right. I said, yeah, right, mate. How you doing? Just a frap, please. And just as he was about to reach down and pick the things up to scan them, he just quickly turned away.
What things?
My frap. Oh. And I had a sandwich. He quickly turned away, sneezed into his left hand.
Right.
Sneezed into his wet left hand.
Okay.
And then turned back. And while he then went to pick up my stuff with his right hand,
yeah,
he wiped his left hand on his trousers.
Okay.
Nice. What are you meant to do in that situation? What am I as a customer?
What are you meant to do? What's he meant to do?
He's just done that.
Right.
He shouldn't have done
it. You don't do anything. What do you mean?
Well, then he's going to touch my stuff.
Well, no, presumably he's going to use his right hand.
Well, yeah, he did.
On.
But he touched the bag with his left hand.
Right.
Then he put the stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I took the bag straight away, so he didn't have to hand it to me.
Yeah.
But then I have to give him money.
Mm.
So then he touches my change and gives it back to me.
Yeah.
And he's touched the bag.
Yeah.
With his sneeze hand.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Is it okay for me to, before he starts ringing it up, just go, whoa, hold on. No, I'll go to the self-serve. Don't worry about it.
You take your money,
mm,
you walk out with your tail between your legs, like any self-respecting adult man.
Why would
and
my
you
tail
count
be between
yourself
my
thankful
legs?
That he didn't clock you one?
He wouldn't have clocked me.
It's called being a modern day man. You
well,
accept
thing,
what's
though.
Given to
but
you.
But that's the thing.
You do not make more than a moment's eye contact. And you thank your lucky stars you make it home without getting mugged.
But that's the...
That's called living wow. in 2015. The sooner you get used to that, the happier you'll be.
But I'm all for, a lawful society where people have manners and they're pleasant to each other.
Yeah.
You know, great, fantastic. Yeah. All for it.
Mm.
But at what point does it become ridiculous where you can't then question somebody for doing something that they shouldn't do?
Well,
like sneezing onto their hand and then touching stuff that you're going to then eat and drink.
Yeah. But he wiped it on his apron.
So?
Well, what
so
do
if
you
I
want?
All right, so if I sneezed on my hand, wiped it on my trousers, and then said, oh, Ben, do you want a biscuit out of this biscuit tin? I'll hand you one if you like.
But
what would you like?
Well, no, because that I'm meeting
then I
what you're
it.
Directly touching.
Yeah.
He's not rifling through your sandwich, is he? Taking layers out and touching
just
the cucumber.
A cup then. So, do you want a cup
fine.
Of tea? And,
yes.
I'm touching the cup. And
yes.
I go, there you go.
That's fine.
And you know that hand's been sneezed on.
Yeah, but I know that hand's done far more than just been sneezed on today. Do you really think that that's
today.
The worst thing he's done with that hand that day?
That's true.
Think how much money he's touched. Think how many people have touched that money.
And he might have.
Mate, you're lucky. You're probably eating like rat feces.
True.
And you're worried about like a small sneeze. That's mostly wiped
that's
off.
That's very true, actually.
Yeah. So, I'd chill out if I was you and eat your feces. Anyway, carry on.
To be honest, I'd probably rather he touched it with the left sneeze hand.
Well, at least the mucus from his sneeze might wipe off the...
Well, because his right hand's probably the stuff he does all his business with, isn't he?
Well, he might be left-handed. That's what you should have said.
Are you
left-handed? That's what you should have said.
Excuse me,
sorry, just have interest, yeah.
Can you just use your teeth to pick these things up and don't use your hands at
all? Can you just mime wiping your backside for me, please? No reason.
But that's the thing, isn't it? You just don't think about that sort of stuff.
No.
To be, you know, if you actually thought about it, you wouldn't
you
want anyone
want
to touch anything.
It. Well, I was at a conference today, and because I knew they wouldn't provide enough food, because places never do.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't bad. I brought my own snacks.
Because you're a beast now.
And I wrapped, I bought one of those little child lunchbox-sized saurine fruit bars, because I'm living the flipping dream.
That's unbelievable.
And I unwrapped, I was trying to unwrap it really carefully because it was in the conference, in the middle
rustling,
of the talk.
Rustling.
So I was really carefully, slowly unwrapping it.
Yeah.
And I was doing it in that really awkward way where I'm kind of hunched over.
Why don't you just
because I didn't want anyone to see that I was doing it. So I was just, it was in this big bag that I had.
Yeah.
So I was just really quietly trying to unwrap it. I just managed to unwrap it, grabbed it, pulled it out of the bag, and then slipped out of my fingers and rolled off down underneath the row of seats where, you know. And I was like, well, that's that.
Brilliant.
And I'm not eating it because you think how many shoes have walked along there.
Why don't you just do the cough open?
The cough open.
Yeah, so as you're just about to, don't be quiet, just hold it, get ready to open it, and then just go
no,
and rip it open.
I wouldn't be able to pull that. I'd mistime it.
Then
and
it'd fly up, out. You know, yeah. But if it flies up, just grab it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Let it catch down in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you like. I don't think that makes any sense at all to do.
Wow. Could work.
I think awkwardly trying to be sly is much better.
But it's like you're in class.
And then the person I was with later asked me about the little like bit of like bread that was on the floor. I said, is that mine? I said, yeah, that was my snack.
He instantly just bowed his head and walked away.
I must have seemed pretty, pretty good. I'm a 32-year-old man. And it was a tiny little... Yeah. It was smaller than like one of those Cadbury's mini rolls.
Wow.
And I just thought...
Do you have a baby bell for afterwards?
This is what we're doing now.
This is life.
This is...
Doesn't need to be though, does it? Doesn't need to be. But that's similar to what I did today.
Yeah.
Went to get change in the toilet at work after... work and to come around here.
Why did you get changed?
Because I was in my work clothes.
So?
Like shirt, trousers.
Well, you come around here in shirt a lot.
Yeah, I know, but it's uncomfortable, isn't it?
Is it?
I want to be free when I'm doing the show.
Well, I like it when you come here smart. It makes me feel like, you know.
I don't like it.
I pretend you're doing it for me.
If, you know, that works for you, then fine. It puts you in a better mood, then
it does. Great. It makes me feel that it's an added level of respect.
But
you'll notice I'm wearing a polo shirt today. That's not an accident. A certain level...
That's not really smart, though, is it?
You know.
It's like college casual.
Yeah, / smart. Smarter. A collar, albeit on a polo shirt,
that's not
is
smart.
Still smarter than a T-shirt.
Probably, yeah.
You put a collar on pretty much anything, it's smarter. It's
still a T-shirt, though, isn't it? Put a collar on some trousers.
Yeah.
Smart trousers.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So anyway, I was in the middle cubicle because I walked in.
Well, no, first of all, you don't do that.
Well, no, I had no choice.
The middle cubicle is concreted up. It's a brick wall.
Basically,
you open the door, it's a brick wall.
Yeah.
You can't go in the middle cubicle.
I know, but I had
to. We've talked about this.
I know. It's the culmination of all the stench, but...
You don't go in there when they're empty either side. You don't go in there when they're occupied either side.
Yeah, I know, but I had no choice. I had to get changed. I didn't want to miss the bus. So
just do it in the
again.
You're better off doing it in the public than doing it in there.
Wow, I did think about that, but it's awkward, isn't it?
So were there people in with the two either side doors shut?
There's three cubicles, two either side, both closed.
But with people in?
Occupied, yeah.
Right.
So
did
I thought,
you do a quick look under the door to see if...
No, because I knew.
Right.
It's red.
Did you peep over the door?
Red. No, never peep over a closed cubicle. You never know what you're going to see.
I think I've got a fairly...
Some things you can't unsee.
Fairly good idea.
Well, you never know what people are really
exactly,
doing.
I'll tell you exactly what you're going to see. What you're going to see is the top of a man's head, two arms and a phone.
Yeah.
That is what you're going to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
99 times out of 100.
But what's going to be on the phone? That's what you've got to worry
what
about.
What you see, the one out of 100... You don't want to see.
Yeah. So some guy laying back asleep.
Well.
Pants on the ground.
Looking like a fool. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, middle cubicle. Toilet seat down. Standard. Safety first.
Lid down.
Lid down. Yeah. Don't want anything to drop in.
Right.
So, get changed. I've got a card for a security card for work to get me in the building and stuff.
Right.
Popped that out of my trousers onto the back of the toilet bit.
There's stuff
on
there.
No, there's a shelf.
That's dirty, though.
There's a shelf up top.
Is that dirty, you think?
It's probably filthy.
Has anyone ever touched that stuff? I always wonder if that's dirty. It's probably not that dirty.
I don't know. Some of the stuff that goes on in our toilet is.
I think the top. What do you mean, some of this stuff?
Oh, it gets locked, shut down all the time because it's been someone's destroyed it. Someone's gone mental in there. Honestly, it's sick.
Okay, let's not
lower the
tone. Let's not dwell on it.
No. So anyway, that shelf's probably all right. So I put my bag up, put the card up there.
Yeah.
Then got my clothes off, put my clothes on top.
Right.
So my clothes are on top of the card.
Just putting your clothes on the toilet.
So then, I put my bag on the toilet. Then I went to put my clothes off the shelf into the bag.
Right.
So I pulled them like that.
Yeah.
And it pulled the card off with it. Card fell on the floor.
Okay.
Went under the cubicle into the next one.
Yeah.
I thought, oh no.
Mm.
And I looked under, still in there.
So you poked your head under and looked up.
Oh no.
Made eye contact.
No. Yeah, just slid under it.
You're right, mate.
Excuse me, mate. Yeah. God, imagine the sight from there.
Can see you're busy.
won't keep you. Just need my card.
Just a hand reaches slowly across.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do.
Do that.
Well, I instantly thought, because it was a bit, it was right at the back.
Yeah.
So I thought, if I slide my hand up, you're not going to see.
No.
But I couldn't risk it.
You could.
Because you can't, you don't know what they're doing.
No one's ever
looked. And he might have heard the card as
well. No one's ever looked at the bottom back end of a toilet.
Well, that's what, I don't know, because.
You'd have been fine.
But he might have heard it, because it made a bit of a noise when it fell on the floor.
Like, fine.
But also, obviously, the card has my name and photo on it.
Yes.
And I thought.
He probably thought you were like slipping it to him. Like, all right.
Here you go, mate. Call me.
You know where to find me.
Yeah. So I just thought, oh no. So I didn't know what to do, and I was sort of pretty much stressed by then. So I just waited. So I waited for about a minute, and then he went out, and he was really quickly, like really quickly did his hands and then walked out. And
so
I thought,
he knew, yeah.
He must have known.
Yeah.
And I thought, please don't let the card be face up. Went in there, face up. My face there, just looking up.
Mm.
And I just thought, oh no, I wonder who that was.
Because
I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to go out while he was there and then go into his cubicle as soon as he's come out of it. All right, mate, yeah, just pop in there straight after you.
Oh, what are you being eating?
Yeah, ooh, warm in here, isn't it?
Warm in here.
But it's one of those things, you just all of a sudden, life's normal, and then within a split second, you're in a weird situation that you can't get out of.
Yeah.
So quickly.
That happens
you
to
have
me
to be
daily.
So yeah, for you it does. I'm not used to that, though.
Well, I've had a weird situation. Actually, I've had a, not weird, but just irritating and annoying.
Mm.
Plus one fairly weird situation, right? And they all involve one thing.
Yeah.
And they all involve, well, me, yeah. But they also all involve dogs. Now, I've talked before about dogs.
Yeah, they love you, don't they?
I don't mind them. Like, they're fine. My preference, if I had a gun to my head, saying you got to have a pet dog or a cat, which is a weird thing to threaten someone with.
Yeah, but why would you?
I would say cat.
Yeah, every time, easy.
Because they're just less hassle.
Mm.
But dogs are more, like I've talked about this before, they'd be more entertaining, more giving,
that.
More loving, more attentive.
They're just more needy,
more
aren't
interesting,
they?
More needy, yes.
They're definitely more needy. I don't know if they're more interesting. Because cats have just something about them, don't they?
Cats don't care. They look at you with such scorn.
But that's what's funny about them.
It's not funny, though.
They're so arrogant, it cracks you up, doesn't it?
No, they're like little killers.
Yeah, but, well, you know, they are. And they will, you know...
They will eat you and kill you
if you're dead. Not, they won't kill you.
They will.
They won't kill you. They'll eat you if you're dead.
If you were so weak and pathetic, I reckon a cat would just eat you.
Start munching.
It would just come up and eat your face. If you couldn't move and it hadn't eaten for 3 days, it would just come up to you and just go, all right, just going to have a bit of this.
Yeah.
Have a go at your nose.
But how do they eat it? Because normally, when they eat their food, they just lick it, don't they?
No, what are you on about?
When they eat...
grab it with their teeth.
No, they just lick.
Have you never watched a cat eat?
They just lick, though, don't they? But they lick it into them.
No, they bite it.
Do they?
Yeah.
What do you feed cats? A whole beef carcass.
No, little chunks.
Yeah, but
chunks
it just
in
licks
jelly or little biscuits.
Or gravy, yeah.
Gravy, yeah.
Just licks the chunks, though, doesn't it? Licks
no, it doesn't lick it, no.
Pretty sure it does.
No, it grabs it with its teeth.
No, it licks it into its mouth.
No, it doesn't.
It licks it and it sticks to its tongue because it's rough.
What are you on about? Nope.
And it flies it into
You've
its mouth.
You've been watching the wrong cats. That's my only advice
I don't know.
To you.
I've been watching cats for years.
So, you've been making friends with cats
well,
for
yeah,
years on your
the local
weird
cats,
local
yeah.
walks, but that's another story for another show.
One of them hates me.
And that's why you need to be listening to all the back episodes, because otherwise half of this show won't make any sense.
No.
Actually, that's still the case, regardless of whether you've heard them or not, to be honest, isn't it?
Mm.
Let's not dally around the daisies. So,
wow.
So dogs...
What are you doing,
as much as I like
way?
Them... What?
Just before you go on,
what do you mean?
Why are your feet like that?
Because it's comfortable.
You're just—it's like you're
like what?
Ligging on a sofa on a Sunday
afternoon.
Explain or something.
What you're saying.
You're sat on your seat and you've got your feet up on another chair.
Yes, my chair.
You never do that.
I thank you to mind your business.
You've got them all like sort of snuggled up on a bit of a.
And I've also been
cushion. Gently
kind of rubbing them together. Yeah. Have you noticed that?
Does it feel nice?
Well,
it's like you're getting a little foot massage from yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Quite off-putting.
All those years of single life.
Yeah.
You learn things. Right. Dogs. They're fine. Like, okay. It's dog owners I don't get on with.
Right, okay.
A lot of dog owners are pretty blinded to the world around, right? They've got this certain thing about them, particularly when they club together with other dog owners. Mm-hmm. It's like, we pretty much own the thing.
Right, the park. Yeah.
So I'm cycling through the park, and as I do every day, right? And I'm, you know, I'm not saying I deserve special treatment.
No.
You know.
But, you know, you are in the park.
Necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But I am on a vehicle of two wheels, very narrow tyres. So it's a racing bike, right? Yeah. It likes to go on pavement. Mm. It doesn't like to go on grass.
No. It's not an off-roader, is it?
We asked 100 people what things like to go on grass. Our survey said dogs, ding, 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 number one. Mm. They love to go on grass.
Fantastic.
They love to run around.
It's their
what
best
they don't love to do is to be made to walk along a very narrow pavement.
No, hurts their toes, doesn't it?
So why is it then that I'm cycling to work or to the gym, and in front of me, there are two coming towards me, there's two women and the five dogs. And one of the women isn't holding any leads.
Right.
The other woman is holding five leads of assorted sizes of dogs.
She loves dogs.
And I don't know at what point you need to have five dogs to start, like, for one thing.
Might be a dog walker.
I don't care.
Might be a job.
But still five. You can't control those dogs.
That's too many. Way too
What many. If all those dogs decided, actually, this is an opportunity here. We could get away. Yeah. We could do pretty much whatever we wanted. Yeah. What if three of them did?
Start
what if
again.
Two of them did?
Yeah, or one of them.
No, it's probably not one. You can control one dog.
Depends how big it is.
Well, all right. There were medium-sized dogs. Then you'd be just, it would just be hilarious.
Yeah.
She'd just be skidding across the grass / pavement.
It'd be quite fun, actually. Yeah, not
scraping
the
every last scrap of skin from her body.
Then a cat runs behind and eats it.
Licks it, you mean?
Yeah,
licks it
into
it
its mouth. Yeah.
Please don't do the sound effect. That's really weird. So I'm cycling towards, and, you know, I'm going at a moderate pace.
Oh, yeah.
I don't bomb it in the park because there's people around.
Speed racer.
And, you know, I consider it. I don't want to scare people with how fast
no,
I can go.
No, like, whoa, what was
sure,
that?
You know, people will say.
Billy Wiz.
He's pretty quick, isn't he? Mm. Yeah, pretty trim as well, to be honest. Sure, they might say
that. Is
that
a male model that just sped past on there?
I'm not going to go too crazy.
No, of course not.
You know, I'm just going to keep it at a comfortable pace.
Yeah. Hide your wives.
But I was going fast enough that, you know, there's a potential for sort of a kind of an unpleasant situation if I didn't slow down.
Yeah.
Or if someone didn't get out of the way.
Dead dogs.
An entanglement of dog, two ladies, a load of leads. And me standing on top going, pretty much fine.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, if you did hit into that group
yeah.
and it all got tangled
up.
Be
like a brick wall.
You'd probably, I don't know, just before you hit it,
yeah.
probably do some sort of like bunny hop flip,
yeah.
forward flip on the bike,
yeah.
Superman it,
yeah, yeah.
land on your wheels,
yeah.
skid and go, yeah.
Yeah. What were you worried about?
Then ride off.
Yeah. Into the sunset.
On fire.
But as it was, none of that happened.
Oh, right, really?
I looked up and saw them. They saw me.
Mm.
With their five dogs looked up.
Looked directly into
five
your
dogs
eyes.
Saw me.
Yeah.
I thought, surely.
Good. Here comes Brad Pitt on his bike.
Surely one of them will step to his side.
Yeah, surely.
Surely. Get a bit closer.
Mm.
No movement. A bit closer again. No movement. I've started to apply the brakes.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Did you ring your bell?
No, I don't have a bell.
Oh.
Start to apply the brakes. Slowing down. Still no movement. I come to pretty much a dead stop. And I just then have to kind of awkwardly, slowly go around them onto the grass.
Yeah. Were your feet touching the ground by that
No,
point?
I was just yeah. still on.
Unbelievable.
And I was like, what?
Yeah. Did they say anything?
No.
Say yourself, sorry, can't control these dogs.
But what are you doing? You got five, that like, I mean, what?
They should have got just
walk on
the
grass.
Grass
or walk them on the grass and
yeah.
you walk to the side of the thing.
Yeah.
Why have you got them spread out? I mean, like a chariot.
But no one
race.
Cares. No one cares anymore.
Makes no sense.
No one gives a crap. All people care about these days is themselves. They're not bothered about anyone else.
And I've had another one that, like, the next day, And in fact, this happens a lot. Most dogs are brain dead anyway. So I'm cycling along. Some dogs, they look up and they sort of stay where they are. They don't get in the way. Other dogs just immediately, completely cross-eyed, just walk right out in front of you and just look at you. And, you know, again, I slam my brakes on because I don't want to hurt the dog. No. I look at the owner and the owner's just sort of going, I'm like, no. We're not having a moment here.
Keep your dog on the lead.
We're not both going, huh, dogs, eh? Yeah. I'm going, your dog, it's like one of those chihuahuas.
Oh, yeah.
Barely survived
not
that.
Not really a dog.
Your dog barely survived that encounter.
You'd kill that easy. If you hit that on your bike.
Like, no, he would be around, he'd be like Spokey Dokies.
Yeah.
He'd be just be spinning in between all the spokes.
Just blood spraying up behind
you. Yeah.
Exactly. That'd be terrible. Bloodbath.
And if it wasn't for me being so, you know, on point with the brake control,
exactly,
and again, I'm not going to labour the point,
stunt
but
ride,
I have cycled once or twice before.
Yeah.
You know, thank you. She should have been saying thank you. Mm. Thank you so much. Mm.
Do you want some money?
Please accept this money.
Yeah.
For not destroying my rat slash dog. But no, nothing. Just a, no, not her.
But she probably...
I'm not really that
She's
annoyed.
Probably annoyed at you. For cycling in the park.
I'm not as annoyed as I'm making out, but I was a bit annoyed.
But a lot of parks these days say no cycling. They have their little no cycling sign on a path.
Do they?
Yeah.
But it's
Which
massive
is unbelievable.
Park.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Come on.
But a lot of places do. Little little through...
Well, this one doesn't.
...pavements and stuff.
This one's
They're
fine.
Like, no cycling. I'm like, why not?
Cycling.
Cycle wherever you want. But it's probably because of that, dogs and crepmeisters.
But you don't... why would you have to walk dogs on the pavement? I don't get it.
So like I said, people don't care. All people are bothered about is themselves and their own little world. And so long as no one intrudes into it, they'll do what they want.
And then I almost ran another dog over. I was driving along.
His dog killer.
Normal speed. This was the other day.
Right.
Within the speed limit. Mm-hmm. Dog just completely bolts out in front of the car.
Yeah.
I slam my brakes on. He runs, keeps running straight because he has no idea what just happened, or she.
Don't know what a road is.
So I stopped the car because I thought, it's this dog... Because it ran out of a garden.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what a road is, yeah. I thought... Do I have to go and see if it's the dog that's run away? Go and tell them your dog's run. Two people appear from the other from the house with another dog on a lead.
Right.
So I park the car and I just get out and say, "Oh, by the way, almost ran your dog over."
Yeah.
And they went, "Oh, no." First of all, I said, "Is that your brown coloured dog that just ran across the road?" And they said, "No." I was like, "Oh, right," because I almost ran a dog over. And they were like, "Oh, right. Oh, we are useless." I'm like, "I'm confused by this conversation. Yeah. Are you saying that is your dog or it isn't?
Or are you a dog that runs out in the road as well? Like, what's happening?"
They said, "Oh, I nearly ran it over. That dog, it just ran over there," and the dog had run back just like panting and just with the most moronic, like happy, like contented look on his face. Like, you don't know how close you just came. And they're like, "Oh dear, yeah, okay, thank you." Like, what? No. Think about.
Thank you for what?
What have you what can you derive from this conversation? Stupids. And then the final dog story was outside my own house.
Mm. You had a gun. The dog ran in front of your bullet. As you were shooting wildly around.
None of that.
Okay.
So me and my wife are out in front of our house, right, sorting the car out. And as I've said before on the show, we're having a baby soon. Yeah. And we were figuring out how to fit the car seat on the back of the car. We were just finishing up doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the side gate open for some reason. Can't remember why. And this woman comes up the road with her dog, not on a leash.
Right, okay.
And the dog just starts going mental. Starts like sniffing.
Sees you.
Sniffing my wife. No, first goes to my wife, starts sniffing around, like just going crazy, tail wagging, like whatever.
Arrogant.
Sniffing all around. Yeah. I'm like, come on, mate.
Trying to get in on your path, isn't he?
I've clearly marked my territory.
She's taken. Yeah.
Can you not see?
Yeah.
You're barking up the wrong tree, literally. And, sorry, I just cut myself off guard. That's how insightful that joke was.
Called his wife a tree.
So the dog's going crazy. And then suddenly the dog sees me, comes bounding over, starts sniffing me. Mm. And they always go for the crotch.
Yeah.
Sniffing around the
crotch. It's weird that, isn't it?
And then, because he sees the side gate open, he makes for the gate as if he's going to run into my garden.
Yeah.
And the woman goes, "Oh, he says, have you got a dog in there?" I said, "No."
If you got a dog,
just imagine the look on my
face.
Not
a live one.
No.
Yeah. Got a pile of dead dogs. Yeah. I had to go to cycle to the shops earlier.
And he was just going crazy, sniffing me, running around my legs and stuff. Mm. She was like, oh, well, he doesn't normally like guys. You're lucky. And I was like, yeah. I suppose I am quite lucky.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah. Why is it not on a lead again?
Yeah. That's the thing. And people then she's just like, not bothered, are they?
Rogue, 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 rogue. I'm thinking, is that the dog's name? Mm. Because he's not interested. He or she is not responding to that name.
The thing is, people, I've seen people with dogs and they...
Rogue.
They seem to think their dog understands English.
Rogue. Come on, Rogue. Rogue, stop this inconveniencing that man. Rogue. Rogue.
Like it's going to turn around and go... Oh, you're talking about... Oh, right, yeah, sorry. Oh, I got a bit excited there. Yeah. You know, I don't come down this
way. Well, as you know, doors open. Yeah, you know, floodgates open. I thought, maybe there's another dog down there.
Thought I'd have a little run around. Yeah. Quick look. So, yeah, sorry. Sorry, mate. I didn't mean to inconvenience you.
As you know, I don't usually like men, but I do like this one, and I thought he'd appreciate me just sort of sniffing his business a bit.
I like that when other dogs do it to me, so...
And I know that you, as my owner, actively encourage it by not keeping me on a leash.
Yeah.
So... You know, I thought two and two together, you know, why not have a good old sniff?
Mm. If not, then sorry and let's go. Let's carry on.
And she was just acting like, yeah, we're just all a bunch of friends. Yeah. And in some weird way, I should be grateful for the attention that her dog was lavishing upon me.
Because people with dogs who, you know, they own dogs, they're around dogs a lot, whatever, seem to think, and it's the same with babies, and I hope you don't fall into this category. Mm. When yours does come along.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Everything I've ever said that you shouldn't do when you've got a baby, I'm sure I'll do.
Yeah.
But I'll say that right now.
It's the same with dogs, babies, whatever. The owners of said babies and dogs seem to think everyone else gives a crap as much about their pets and babies as they do.
Yeah.
Which isn't true.
No.
Especially, well, yeah.
Dog, I hope I don't act like that. Because, I will try not to.
Yeah, great. You know, it's your kid. You love it. It's your dog, whatever. It's amazing to you. You've shared loads of good times. I'm sure it's a brilliant pet.
Yeah.
No one else cares. No one knows the dog. They don't know you. If it's running up sniffing their crotch, they're not going, oh, yeah, lucky day.
You did say he doesn't usually like men. Oh, fantastic.
Seems to like me, and I like him. Yeah.
Get a load of this.
Take a picture. It's a new Facebook profile. Yeah. It's like no one cares. Just get that dog off my crotch and get out of here.
That's a great quote.
It's not.
Get that dog off my crotch.
It's not what anyone wants.
Get that dog off my crotch.
But I went to a christening.
What's this got to do with dogs?
Well, it's not babies.
Well, you haven't heard my product idea.
Okay.
This is all coming to a head.
Oh, right. I thought it was just a, like... I hate dogs story.
No, I don't hate dogs.
Wow. Well,
it's just the owners.
And the dogs.
It's some dog owners.
Mm, yeah.
Not all dog owners, some.
Most.
But I think there needs to be some kind of way for dogs to be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
But I think somehow the owners need to be controlled as well.
Yeah, you should have to have a license.
Well, here's my idea.
Right.
You have a dog lead. When you buy a dog,
you
get a lead.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And the lead has a collar at one end, with a shackle to the lead. And it has a shackle on the other end of the lead, which is shackled to your wrist, the owner's wrist.
Yeah.
And
not your neck.
On the dog's end, there's a puzzle of some sort, right?
Right.
And on the owner's end, there's another puzzle, like a logic challenge.
Yeah, Rubik's Cube or something.
And unless both dog and owner can solve those challenges, that lead ain't coming off.
Right.
The dog and the owner are permanently chained together so the dog can't go off running. If it's a stupid dog, his dog's not going to go crazy and start hurting people.
But what kind of puzzle is it?
Equally, if it's a stupid owner who doesn't know how to train its dog, the dog ain't coming off the lead. So the dog could solve its puzzle straight away.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
the
it.
The owner's
like, I don't understand. Dog, sorry, mate. I get it. You're smart.
Mm.
That owner ain't smart.
Yeah.
You're not coming off the leash.
No.
That way, perfect.
But what
so you've decided to have a dog. That's the challenge.
Mm.
You have to pass.
But what kind of puzzle does the dog have?
Something simple.
Find the bone.
Yeah.
And plus, what? I don't get how the puzzle's attached to the leash.
It's a shackle, like handcuffs.
But that's round its neck.
Yeah.
So where's the puzzle bit? Like
just,
on a tray,
I don't know, just long enough
something.
So that it can still see it.
So it's on a tray.
It's something for a dog. It's very simple, right. Isn't it?
Like, I don't know.
Like, it's a picture. Okay, so for example, there's like a doll, and one doll is of human, and there's a bone doll or something.
Yeah.
And if it goes for the human...
doll. What does a bone doll look like?
A bone, like a bone.
With a
just
face
a bone.
On. Yeah.
Not a face, just a bone.
And a dress on.
A human and a bone. A human, a cat and a bone.
Right.
And if it bites the human or the cat,
yeah.
The leash doesn't come off. Right. Can't come off,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
The human has a puzzle as well. Yeah. Slightly more challenging. Mm-hmm. Still not like rock hard, but...
A cat, a bone.
Of an equivalent level to someone who understands that... Right. Not all people like having their crotches sniffed by dogs.
Okay, right.
Other people, you understand where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like an adeptness test, but both have to pass. The dog has to be not completely brain dead, and so has the owner.
But if you're thick enough to not be able to do your puzzle,
yes,
you shouldn't have that dog in the first place.
Exactly, Joe. Exactly my point. And yet,
but then they've already got the dog.
And yet they've already got the dog. Yeah.
So why not just cut it off at the source?
What do you mean?
When you go to buy a dog, you have to do a puzzle. If you can't do the puzzle, you don't get a dog.
Because then how do you test the dog's intelligence?
Well, you don't need to.
Well, I think
dog's
you
fine.
I think you
dog
do.
Will learn from its good
I
owner.
I think you do.
The dog's only a moron because the owner is.
Mm. No, but I think you can have a dog that's stupid and you be stupid, as long as it's not dangerous, but it's got to stay on its leash. Like, so but it, both of you...
But that's it then.
Like, if the dog's smarter than you...
So the dog don't need to do a puzzle.
You don't get to go off without the dog's supervision.
You're on a leash. The dog walks you.
You're on the leash. Yeah.
Some people are like that.
Maybe the shackle on you is also around your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not... It's quite ambiguous who's in charge.
Wow.
And there's a little coloured indicator.
Mm.
And so if only one of you has solved it, everyone can see whether it was you or the dog.
See... Now all I can imagine is these big dogs running around
on two
with a leash.
On
no,
two legs.
Not on two legs.
Yeah.
On four legs.
No, two legs.
Dragging a corpse behind it. Like a completely floppy...
Why a corpse?
Because it's been strangled by the dog.
No.
Couldn't do the puzzle.
With a red light on it. Yeah.
Then the dog just like bolts. Mm. Especially if it's a small woman or something, big dog.
Yeah.
Dog legs it.
Yes.
The woman starts...
Oh, no, the
like,
dog's free.
Getting dragged along, like, choking.
Oh, no, the dog's not free.
And then eventually she dies.
Yeah.
And then she's just pulled. Because the dog's like,
why
she's
do you
loving
it. Have to take
she's
it to such a morbid place?
Because you haven't thought this through.
I have thought it through.
There's going to be... No.
It's fine.
Death everywhere.
And you can say, you probably shouldn't have that dog, should you? Because he solved his puzzle. Oh, when did he solve his puzzle? Within the first 5 minutes after I bought it.
How long you had it?
How long?
3 years.
Yeah. What is that puzzle? Oh, it's really difficult. Let me see. What is it? What's this? Say your own name. That's not a slight on all dog owners, by the way. I just like to qualify that.
Yeah, of course.
This is an attack on dog owners. I've just had a very concentrated series of events involving dog owners. So it's caused me to have a knee-jerk response.
Mm.
That's all it is.
Fair enough.
That's all it is. It's just advice.
It does seem slightly like you hate dogs. But, you know, if you don't, then that's fine.
I hate dogs. You hate fraps. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Have you seen on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't been on Facebook for months. I hate it.
Why?
Boycotting it now.
It's great.
It's not as crap. It's just terrible.
Right.
It's just a horrible place. It's boring. Waste of time.
Have you seen these things? You must have seen them, that people are sharing a lot of now. They're these websites, they're a little bit like BuzzFeed. Everyone's heard of BuzzFeed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're like knockoff versions of BuzzFeed, and they're usually called things like Funniest or Just for Laughs or Just Smile.
Right.
Just some of it, just absolute, like,
complete
drivel.
Yeah, just the dregs of the internet. Completely meaningless.
And all
like,
they do...
Like this show.
Exactly like this show. Yeah. In fact, you can find this show on funniest.com later tonight.
Just Smile.
And they always the headlines are always written in the same sort of way. I think we touched on this last show a little bit.
Yeah.
They always say things like, this will take your breath away, or you won't believe what she
and
saw.
And it's a weird picture of something circled in the background of a photo. Yeah. Something nondescript. You can't really see it from the thumbnail. So you have to click on it. There's no other option.
Yeah, but it's they're all written in like a completely sensational way.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going to bring up this article that I should have already brought up. This headline, right, here's another example. It's called Little Things.
Right, yeah.
Okay. The headline, written by Amber James. Why do I feel like we've heard that headline before? Name before.
Probably have.
I wonder what other things she's written. I mean, here's some example headlines, right? Hilarious boxer sees humans' new shoes and does the funniest thing. And to give you an idea of the quality of this video, it was shot in portrait mode. Retired military dog meets a tiny kitten and has the sweetest reaction. Tiny kitten tries to hide in the Kleenex box and finds an even cuter surprise inside. And these
just
are the sort of things
click,
they get tens of thousands of likes on Facebook.
Well, that's it. They make all their money off their advertising, not just because they get loads of clicks.
And they're shared and all. Yeah. I just see just like what in my Facebook timeline. I don't even know what to do with
exactly. This. That's why I'm not on there anymore. Pointless.
But this one is just unbelievable. 2-year-old plays doctor with her dog, but wait for the dog's reaction. OMG. Now, bear in mind, this video is about 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
And yet they've written an entire article all about it.
Fantastic.
And the entire article is just as sensational as the headline.
Mm. I imagine it's just the headline over and over.
I'll read you some of it. So it says, this is kind of Newswatch, I guess. No, Newswatch.
You got 20p, mate.
Stop everything you're doing because it's time for your daily dose of cuteness. Doctor's orders.
She's not a doctor.
In one of the most adorable dog videos of all time.
That's a big...
That's a statement, isn't it?
That is, yeah.
I mean, if I think of all the adorable dog videos I've seen in this year alone. Noah is seen playing doctor with the family's bull terrier, Necker. Not only is he the most patient pup, he might just be the cutest. She gives Necker a full checkup. She gives him his shots, checks his ears, and listens to his heartbeat. This little girl just loves playing with her best friend. Poor Necker, the little girl's dad, Manuel Ruiz, writes along the side of the video. She gave him no time to escape his shots, and they say that the bull terriers aren't loving. To me, this video is proof that every child should grow up with a dog in the house. Necker's bond with the little girl is beyond precious. These two definitely have a life of fun and friendship ahead of them.
Sounds good.
So it sounds like the dog, just to remind you of the headline, wait for the dog's reaction, OMG.
OMG. Oh, man.
It's going to be unbelievable.
I cannot. What's he going to do?
It's going to melt your heart. Oh, it's going to take your breath away.
What is it, OMG?
You will be breathless when you see this video.
I almost already am.
Now, before I play it, you can see the thumbnail. Look at that dog, and you can look this up if you want. Just search for little girl plays doctor with dog, right? You'll find it online on YouTube. This dog might be the most expressionless looking dog I've ever seen. Like, this dog doesn't look like it would be capable of making a reaction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Its face is got almost no features.
No. It's squinty little eyes.
Yeah. It's
no real mouth.
No. Just a really long face, like a dog.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there in that awkward, like, slightly sideways way that dogs sit, but he's sat upright, right? Yeah. And this little girl has got all these little plastic doctor's toys. Like, she's only small. She's probably, like, 2.5, right? Now, just wait for the reaction, okay?
Here we go.
So she's got a little syringe out. She's stabbing it in the foot with the syringe.
Not really.
Like, you know, pretending to.
Yeah.
Dog's just sitting there.
She's playing doctor.
No, she's going, what else have I got here? Let's see.
What else do dogs like when they're at the doctor's?
Well, she's standing up. Let's see. Having a bit of trouble standing up. She is only small. Now she's got one of those things that you look in a dog's ear with.
Or a human's ear.
You look in the ear with a little light on.
Checked his ears.
She's not looking through the hole at the back, so she's clearly not fully trained at all. Now she's got a stethoscope. Again.
What's he going
to
do?
Again, the dog is about to make the most unbelievable reaction.
He hasn't done anything yet, so,
I hope you're
coming up.
What has he done so far, Joe?
Just sort of looked slightly down at his leg.
Yeah.
And just very sort of just sat there, really.
Has he made any real movement?
Not really. He's almost sort of as still as a statue.
Yeah, okay, right. Just wanted to make sure that was understood. So she's putting the stethoscope earpieces in.
Listen
now.
To his heart. He's going to maul her, isn't he?
Imagine so,
bite her head clean off. Yeah. One bite.
She's got the stethoscope. She's put it on his.
That's accurate.
she's put it directly on his shoulder bone.
Checking out what his shoulder's doing.
I would question her expertise at this
feeling
point.
The shoulder beat.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she can't seem to get a heartbeat there.
She's struggling.
She's confused. She's now put on his neck.
Yeah.
Again, anything happening really?
No, she's pushing on the dog
a bit. The dog's slightly adapted his grip.
He's just slid down slightly. Yeah. He's just moved a little bit so he don't fall over.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's still putting the stethoscope on. I should let you know we're now 6 seconds from the end of the video. Has the dog?
I cannot wait.
Has the dog?
Honestly, this is
moved
be
yet?
Crazy.
No. Whatever is going to happen is going to be insane
in the next few seconds.
You will. And just to remind you, the headline did use the term OMG.
Yeah.
So I should.
You will not believe this dog's
brace
reaction.
Yourself.
That's what it said.
You will not believe it.
Yeah. It's almost unbelievable.
Yeah. It is beyond
like,
belief.
You'll see it and go, I've got to watch that again.
It'll take your
I
breath.
Don't believe that.
It will take
happened.
Your breath away. Here you go. Here's the final six seconds of this video. We'll close with this.
That's it. What? The dog didn't move. The dog did nothing.
he did nothing the entire video.
What? I don't understand.
It may as well have been a photo of a dog. It may as well have been a photo of the dog drawn on the... Or a picture of the dog scrawled crudely on the wall.
That's unbelievable. That's the unbelievable part.
Yes. Thank you. This is what we're spending... our limited time on this earth.
I just wish I could go back in time. Just go back to the 60s or 70s or something and just live a nice life that's just easy and just fun.
Not easy, probably hard.
No,
harder than now.
Easy and fun.
Easy?
Yeah. Just
you'd be,
fun.
You'd
just
be tilling the land if you were living.
What,
there?
In the 60s or 70s? 1770s. It'd be nice. It'd just be easy. Listen to rock music, party all day, smoke weeds.
Live the dream.
Yeah.
Email podcast@theabsolutepeach.com. Thanks for listening to our little show.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed it. Tune in next time. Don't tune in because you don't tune in to the podcast.
Hey.
Check us out on iTunes. Please leave us a review if you enjoyed it. Thank you.
See ya.
You don't normally talk over this bit, do you?
No.
Let's mix it up.
Let's not.
Don't forget to check out the bonus show in Tapas, theabsolutepeach.com/tapas.